AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are in pretty good shape on President Biden's domestic plan, but hopes for a breakthrough quickly faded when West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin panned a new billionaire's tax designed to help pay for the package. Biden departs later this week for overseas global summits. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee sharply criticized Attorney General Merrick Garland for a memo aimed at combating threats against school board members across the country. Texas Senator John Cornyn.
Did you consider the chilling impact your memorandum would have on parents exercising their constitutional rights?
The only thing this memorandum is about is violence and threats of violence.
The National School Board Association wrote the Justice Department about the threats to school officials and asked for help. Garland tells the senators the threats are growing.
Judges against prosecutors, against secretaries of state, against election administrators, against doctors, against protesters, against news reporters.
The School Board Association detailed more than 20 instances of threats, harassment, disruption, and intimidation in several states, including California, Florida, and Ohio. Leaked Facebook documents show hateful and violent posts exploded the night of May 28, 2020, after then-President Donald Trump's comments following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
And I stand before you in firm opposition to anyone exploiting this tragedy to loot, rob, attack, and menace.
Trump called protesters thugs, adding, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." An internal Facebook analysis shows violence and hate speech increase rapidly, but the company did not take immediate action. Voting rights advocates file a federal lawsuit over Texas' redrawn congressional district maps. The Texas Voters and Voting Advocacy Organization, Voto Latino, claims that redistricting dilutes the votes of communities of color. This is AP News. New Mexico investigators say there was some complacency over weapons on a movie set where Alec Baldwin accidentally shot two crew members, killing one.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza says testing is underway to determine whether the projectile taken from director Joel Souza's shoulder is the same one that killed cinematographer Galena Hutchins. Mendoza says investigators are examining two other guns that were recovered from the set, as well as 500 rounds of ammunition.
We suspect that there was other live rounds that were found on the set. I won't comment further on how they got there.
Mendoza says there is no film footage of the incident. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis says it's too soon to say whether charges will be filed. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Cleveland Guardians roller derby team is suing the city's Major League Baseball team, saying the switch from Indians to Guardians infringes on its trademark. The roller derby club says it formally registered the name in 2017 and has been selling team merchandise since 2014. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.